Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. I'm Phil Carroll, and today we're joined by BSF subsidiary 3D Biotissues Chief Executive Dr. Shay Conn. Welcome, Shay. How's things?
Very well, thanks, Phil. Yep.
So you're all ready for Christmas?
Just a 2 or 3 days more hard work and then we'll be there.
Good. It looks like Kev's certainly ready. He's dressed as Santa. He's been doing some doing the rounds, as you say.
Yeah, I've just been Santa Claus at the kids club here. So told my night before Christmas story and jingle bells and when Santa got stuck up the chimney and everybody falls to the floor. And then I give some ridiculously cheap Chinese toys away.
you've been shopping in Wish again, have you?
Well, that wasn't me. I was just handed them to give them out. Yeah, some kids obviously scared stiff of Santa, and some obviously far too familiar. So it's all good.
Good. So obviously talking 3DBT, just recently we saw the news commenced a formal consulting collaboration with Stichting New Harvest Netherlands. Do you want to tell us about what this means for the company, Jay?
Yes, certainly. Yes. So it's off the back of competition we won, organised by the EIT Food. The title of that was Cultivated Meat Innovation Challenge. And they set out an international call for people to address this really challenging area in reducing media costs. And obviously within all the other challenges of being animal free and et cetera, and working with different cell types. We won that competition. And that then opened up the doors, if you say, to start to reach out to people like New Harvest and start this consultancy. So New Harvest are a US charity, the longest running charity in the cultured meat space. I think they started in 2004. Predominantly, they're interested in pushing forward the cultivated meat space. And they do that by, you know, having building expertise in certain areas. They offer their own grants. And they've got a huge network of experts in the space now. And one area that they've really come to prominence is in their knowledge in the regulatory space. And that's where we're working with them to pick their brains around, not so much around the city mix, because we know that the city mix being the supplement that enables cells to grow serum-free, but at a reduced cost. We know that's, you know, it's food safe and it's been used in food and cosmetics for many, many years. We don't see any regulatory issues there, although we can get their review on that and we don't expect to be any trouble. But it's more a case of where we're looking at building further with the city mix. As you know, we signed an agreement to work with a growth factor company, Qkine, to look to see if we can reduce the cost of their growth factors by using the city mix, and thereby opening up the city mix to further markets and a bigger market share. And I think that's where the New Harvest relationship will come in, and it's going to say, well, okay, well, if we start adding things in, you know, what are the limits of what else you could add to kind of city mix plus, if you like. So I think that's where we're looking. So kind of looking ahead, where city mix is going to be. We know where city mix is going to be in the next year or two in terms of the market and application, but we're kind of looking ahead and going, what else could it do? And this is where we feel that some advice and guidance from experts in the regulatory space within the cultured meat will add value. It was a long answer, but hopefully useful.
Very good. So everything is progressing nicely in terms of the city mix. I mean, my interest in this obviously is from the point of view of you producing the meat, but I think the revenue is more than likely going to come from city mix in the short term or medium term, whichever way you want to view it. You know, how do you view that happening in 2023 in terms of obviously not numbers, but revenue? Do you expect that things are going to work out quite well in 2023 with city mix based on your current perception?
Yeah, absolutely. We will start to see income generated from city mix in the next year. And that will, we expect that to, you know, ramp up over the subsequent months and years following that, whilst in line with the for the cultured meat market, in line with those companies increasing the size of their bioreactors, reaction vessels, we would, you know, we obviously will see an increase in the amount. So it's not just increasing the customer base, but also the customers' needs and requirements will also be increasing. So that then falls nicely on us for increased sales.
Yeah. If you were a psychic, when would you see that people would actually have the potential to eat your meat?
I don't need to be a psychic on that, because there will be the opportunity for a select few to be tasting it early next year at the showcase event. So not too far away.
Okay. So I'll rephrase the question. If I go into my local Sainsbury's, Tesco's, Marks and Spencer's, when do you think this possibly could be on the shelf?
That's a more challenging question. Assuming that it's sold through those distribution channels,
yeah,
which is not definite.
It's not implausible, is it? But it's possible.
Yeah. So I think we can see that in the next couple of years. Certainly, I'd say so.
The scenario, I suppose, I'm getting at is, you know, we're not 10 years away from somebody buying one of these off the shelf. We are a number of years away, and probably you could do it much quicker than that. But there's all sorts of hurdles probably to jump through before we get to that point.
Yes. The good thing about 3D BioTissues is positioned is that, of course, it's be generating revenue even before the kind of sale of these products, in terms of obviously the city mix as an ingredient that they require in the development and scaling up and et cetera, not only associated with sales, but prior to that, but also in the licensing of the structuring aspect and the scaffold-free structuring. So those licensing, you know, deals are expected before the sale, the market, you know, in Sainsbury's or Tesco's, etc. So, you know, just to underline the point that we would expect to see revenue prior to actual things being on the shelves in the supermarket.
Okay, so there's different stages. We've got the city mix to come, which is going to create revenue. Then you've got the licensing agreement, because you've no intention of obviously growing the meat yourselves. So those licensing agreements are going to go out and obviously be based on the amount of production that people use. And obviously, as that increases, city mix is obviously going to be part of that game as well. So, you know, the revenues are going to be probably exponentially growing. And then so the sales part of it's not really your problem then. That's going to be the manufacturer who then has to sell that on.
Yeah, in some cases, yes. I mean, we've got options, of course, to do joint ventures with other types of companies and work more closely with them, because we feasibly have a range of technology offerings that take us from the initial growth of cells, the structured scaffold-free tissue, and then towards more complex tissues or meat, if you like, in different shapes and sizes, for etc. So, it, you know, feasibly, we could be doing a joint venture with someone that wants all of that, or we could be working with companies that have their own expertise in certain areas and just want to work with some of our IP. So those are there. But of course, you know, alongside that, then we still have the skin, you know, market and leather production, which we're working on, as well as the bit further down the line, the cornea. And, you know, there's conversations going on in both of those with different parties across the world. So, you know, the meat's good and meat's fascinating and a real game changer in the world, for sure. But we haven't taken our eye off the other equally potentially valuable technologies in the other markets.
It sounds like you're going to have an interesting 2023, and we look forward to both tasting and following, hopefully.
I was just looking on the New Harvest site, and I think he said that all results will be published openly on opencellag.com. So for the public-private partnerships, I guess. So any progress made will be made available. Is that right, Shay?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's part of the agreement. It's defined more tightly in the actual service contract, but in principle, yes.
So what does this actually, what cost-wise do you think this actually saves you over the next couple of years?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, quite a bit, because the New Harvest, who they are and what they do, they're not not-for-profit organization. So, you know, looking at least 10 times the cost if we tried to get a different company to do the same bit of work. Saving maybe got anything up to £100,000 or so pounds.
Yeah, okay.
Which is not a huge amount, but it's a good saving to be had at this moment.
Yeah, well, it's both saving and obviously enhances your reputation that this charity wants to deal with you, you know?
Yeah, and the fact is that it was funded, as well as you say, by this Cultivated Meat Innovation Challenge, you know, awarded the one of four projects, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So reputationally, you know, the competition was assessed by experts in the field, you know, so there was validation, if you like, by the scientific and commercial community in this space. So that's also very good. And New Harvest, you know, they have a great reputation for great quality work. And I think we're fortunate to be in a position to access that.
Very good. Dr. Shay Connon, 3D Biotissues, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shay.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.